today, it was announced that we lost Neil Peart. Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush, considered by many to be one of the greatest drummers in rock and roll history. So I thought, what better than to ask another one of the greatest drummers in rock and roll history about what he meant? And here's Max Weinberg from the E Street Band, of course, Bruce Springsteen's longtime drummer, and Conan O'Brien's drummer, of course. We'll remember that from Conan's show. And Max, I want to get your thoughts on what the contribution Neil Peart made to the industry of rock and roll.
Sure, Ro. Incalculable, incredible contributions that Neil made. Everybody knows that who likes drumming, likes Rush, likes progressive music. And there are so many Neil Peart stories that illustrate that. I knew him in passing. I had the pleasure of working with him on a project that I don't think my track ever came out. It was called Burning for Buddy. It was a tribute to Buddy Rich. And, you know, Buddy Rich, everybody idolized Buddy Rich.
Great jazz drummer.
And Neil, of course, was very not only vocal about his love for Buddy and Buddy's drumming. He wrote about it. He talked about it all the time. He produced this record with Buddy's daughter, Kathy. I think it was in 1994. And he got all the drummers together, and everybody did a song made famous by Buddy Rich. So he was, as you know, Neil was a writer, a lyricist, an amazing drummer. He always seemed to me from afar to act on his passions. And that's pretty evident. Incredible Renaissance type talented guy. On a personal level, I can tell you, I had a couple of encounters with him where he just could have not been nicer. He had a very gentle, warm sort of posture when you'd meet him. Of course, we were in the studio for an afternoon that day in 1994. But I can tell you, when my son Jay, who plays drums with Slipknot, was a teenager, I think, Neil graciously offered an opening spot on a Rush show up in Boston, I think it was, for Jay and his high school band. And they were a progressive, you know, shredding kind of band. And, you know, the guys piled into a van. They drove up to Boston, and it was a huge, huge deal. A, to do it. B, to open for Rush, where, the audience is so keyed into incredible musicianship. From all three of the guys. So that was, it was a great thing. As a father, that was a fantastic thing to do. And, you know, Neil, of course, had a lot of tragedy in his life.
He lost a child. He lost his wife to cancer. We're talking to Max Weinberg, the great drummer, one of the greatest drummers in rock and roll history, of course, from the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen, and also Conan O'Brien's show for many years. And Neil Peart, the drummer from Rush, passed away today. If you're a rock and roll fan, you know his work. You know he's one of the greatest of all times. And you mentioned this. There's a little bit of a fraternity there. I know that bands can be competitive with each other. Lead guys can certainly be competitive with each other. But, you know, I think there's something about the rhythm section that all feel they're almost a sense of camaraderie with each other. You know, as well as with their band, because it is, you know, like a lot of great artists, you know, you have respect for each other, right?
Absolutely. And Neil, like every drummer I've ever known in my life, from the time I was a young man, we all wanted to be Buddy Rich. And when I say the name Buddy Rich, you've got all the other drummers who ever played, who, you know, monstrously talented people through whether jazz, rhythm, blues, rock, you name it. And then there's a separate section for Buddy Rich. And Neil and I certainly shared that. One of my fond memories is in that session we did, Burning for Buddy, where on that album, which came out, there were, you know, Steve Gadd and Greg Bissonette and just, you know, so many well-known practitioners of drumming. He was talking about Buddy Rich, and our common love for Buddy Rich. So, you know, the competition, I think, is more, if there's any, and I haven't really noticed that kind of thing myself, but it's just to be better and better and better. Neil certainly grew and grew and grew, and there's so many great stories. You know, there's terrific, you know, one of musicians' favorite things is to tell each other musicians' jokes. And one of the greatest musicians' jokes that's constantly repeated all the time and has been, I don't know, for 20, 30 years, was how many drummers does it take to screw in a light bulb? And the answer is one to screw in the bulb, four to say how much better Neil Peart would have done it.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Well, that was the esteem that Neil was held in throughout not just the drumming world, but the music world. And, you know, I'd heard things just that, you know, he wasn't going to play anymore or this or that. I really didn't know what was going on. I saw a flash on the TV screen in front of me on a cable news show just, you know, 45 minutes, an hour ago.
Yeah.
So it's, I guess, to his family, his friends, that it was not at all, not surprising, but a terrible shock, a terrible loss. He was very young, and he certainly made his mark. I mean, contrast his drum set to my, you know, little four-piece drum set that I use. That's what I use for the music I play. And Neil, you know, you need a tractor trailer to carry all his drums around.
The thing would float and rotate around him. Yeah. Max Weinberg.
Absolutely.
Max Weinberg from the E Street Band, of course, one of the great drummers in rock and roll history, commenting on the passing of Neil Peart, the greatest drummer in rock and roll history. So thank you so much, Max. We really appreciate you spending time with us.
Well, it's a sad occasion, but it's always good to talk to you, bro.
Thanks, Max. Appreciate it. We'll talk again soon on happier terms. I certainly hope. Let us now check in with Lauren Lapko. What's happening in the skies and the roads?